Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is September 4th, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Allied Irish Banks choose nCino for core technology. Wirecard expands cooperation with Mizuho Bank. Payments company Allied Wallet opens new office in Thailand. Starling launches web portal in September 2019. Cyberbank reveals biometric payments project. Rails Bank raises £10 MLN for its open banking and compliance platform. Brazil's central bank to implement instant payment system. Volkswagen Bank employs OneSpan mobile application security. Brazilian criminal gang clones MasterCard debit cards issued by German bank. UK's FCA issues new rules for SCA, affecting PSD2 timeline. WSO2 and Olivo to provide open banking solutions to Romanian FIS. 5Degrees and Intersect announce fintech partnership. Cabbage acquires SMB data analytics firm Radius. Challenger lender BNorth taps Mambu, nCino for launch. B2B Pay pursues status as regulated bank. UK Treasury on the defensive over bank referral scheme. Payment firm Renovite names Sanjay Mishra chief delivery officer. Hong Kong relaxes rules in effort to boost fintech lending. Banks flock to trade finance fintechs. I2C boosts leadership team. The cash flow connection to accounts receivable. Fiserv launches interactive branch kiosk. Bank of Queensland partners Octet on supply chain financing. Now let's get started. Allied Irish Banks choose nCino for core technology. Cloud banking provider nCino has established a deal with Allied Irish Banks (AIB) to deliver part of its core banking technology. Beginning with its asset finance division, AIB will adopt nCino's bank operating system to fuel its growth strategy and provide a better digital experience to customers. Accenture will be acting as the system's implementation partner. The first implementation will use nCino's equipment leasing and finance solution, as well as the customer engagement solution and the partner portal functionality. Wirecard expands cooperation with Mizuho Bank. Wirecard has extended its partnership with Mizuho Bank aimed for geographic extension, a collaboration on new payout products, and joint digital payment solutions. Wirecard has been collaborating with Mizuho Bank since 2018, offering acquiring and issuing services for Mizuho Bank corporate clients in the Asian region. Mizuho Bank is part of Mizuho Financial Group, which is present in 38 countries and regions. Wirecard and Mizuho Bank are set to collaborate in further geographies including Australia, Malaysia, New Zealand, the Philippines, Europe and the US. To complement Mizuho Bank's service offering, a corporate payout solution is also being planned. Payments company Allied Wallet opens new office in Thailand. Payments services provider Allied Wallet has opened a new office in the capital of Thailand, in response to the region's increasing demand for online payments services. The new office is aimed at supporting the growth of e-commerce in Thailand and enabling regional businesses to accept payment options including PAYSBUY and 123, which are cash-based bank transfer type payment options, as well as True Money and Easy2Pay, which are e-wallet type payment options. Notably, in August 2019 Allied Wallet Africa integrated with J2 Store, PrestaShop, as well as Xcart in order to strengthen its e-commerce capabilities. J2 Store is a mobile-friendly shopping cart and e-commerce solution. PrestaShop offers e-commerce management solutions in over 150 countries, while Xcart has a feature set that encourages shoppers to continue browsing before checking out, aiming to perpetuate more sales. Starling launches web portal in September 2019. UK-based Starling Bank will launch its first web portal to let customers manage their accounts outside of its mobile app. The feature, developed with funding from the £100 million British pound Starling One from the Banking Competition Remedies (BCR) fund in February 2019, will be limited to Starling's business account holders only at launch. Along with its web portal, Starling also revealed that, while developing its own lending products, it'll also be partnering directly with SME lenders to enable them to offer loans via the Starling marketplace. Other features being developed by Starling as part of its public commitments to the BCR include flexible deposit accounts, multi-user card functionality, instant invoicing, VAT management, advanced invoice financing, smart FX, supply chain finance using blockchain-based technology, and secured business lending. Cyberbank reveals biometric payments project. Cyberbank has announced it is preparing to incorporate a technology of purchases in shops with the help of biometrics, using fingerprints or face recognition. The service will be available for holders of Cyberbank cards, who agreed to provide the bank with biometric details. First, the buyers should register in the system, for which shops will install bioterminals. The clients should insert the card and create a password, which will confirm all transactions, and then scan the fingerprint or face image. This will allow the users to pay with the help of their cards or biometric identification. The first project of payment of purchases with fingerprints was launched by Cyberbank in 2018. The system has counted around 400 people so far, 70% of which use biometric terminals regularly. Rails Bank raises £10 million for its open banking and compliance platform. UK-based open banking and compliance platform Railsbank has raised £10 million in Series A funding. The new injection of capital will be used for further expand beyond Europe, including the US, Australia and Southeast Asia. The latter includes a new office in Singapore where a small team has already been assembled. Backing Railsbank's Series A is Moneta Capital, which led the round, alongside Creditease, Clocktower Technology Ventures, Singapore Life. A number of existing investors also participated, including Firestarter. Railsbank is positioning itself as a utility on which other companies spanning fintech upstarts, challenger brands, to incumbent banks that want to refactor their tech can build and sell various financial services or add fintech features to their products. As an example of what the Railsbank platform is capable of, Verdon described how Singlife was able within 2 days to develop a completely working digital banking app with a own debit card and support for bank transfers, including dedicated account numbers and sort codes, etc. Brazil's Central Bank to implement instant payment system. Brazil's Central Bank has announced that it will be responsible for developing the database and system administration for an instant payment system. The idea is to replace transactions with cash or through bank transfers and debits of transactions between people. According to the central bank, instant payments will be made in a few seconds and will be available for 24 hours every day of the week. The decision to develop the system will allow banks and fintechs to continue defining their business models for instant payment. Like other central banks, the Brazilian Central Bank is the principal monetary authority of the country. It received this authority when it was founded by three different institutions, the Bureau of Currency and Credit, the Bank of Brazil, and the National Treasury. One of the main instruments of Brazil's monetary policy is the Banco Central do Brasil's overnight rate, called the Selic rate. It is managed by Monetary Policy Committee of the bank. Volkswagen Bank employs OneSpan mobile application security. OneSpan has announced that Volkswagen Bank has implemented its mobile application security to protect the bank's financial transactions and help ensure PSD2 compliance. OneSpan used its mobile SDK, Mobile Security Suite, to develop and protect Fototan app, a standalone mobile authentication app solely for Volkswagen Bank. Fototan app communicates directly with Volkswagen Bank's mobile banking app and is used to sign transactions initiated either online or via a mobile device. The app also integrates Mobile Security Suite to enable app security, including biometric authentication, application shielding, and Cronto technology. OneSpan's Kronto solution enables the bank to comply with the PSD2 authentication and dynamic linking requirements. This patented visual transaction signing solution does so using a graphical cryptogram made of colored dots to encrypt transaction details, which can only be read by a trusted device. The solution helps banks counter account takeover as well as banking trojans such as man-in-the-browser attacks by establishing a secure connection between the device and the bank. Brazilian criminal gang clones MasterCard debit cards issued by German bank. A Brazilian criminal gang has cloned MasterCard debit cards issued by German bank OLB and withdrew more than 1.5 million euros from about 2,000 of its customers. Criminals have stolen the funds by cloning customer debit cards and then cashing out user funds across Brazil, despite the original cards being protected by EMV, chip and PIN, technology. To clone a modern chip and PIN card, criminals just need as a copy of a legitimate EMV card's magnetic strip. To obtain such information, criminals often rely on card-sniffing devices installed on ATMs or POS terminals, which are also suspected as the primary sources for the debit cards used in the recent OLB incident. The incident happened at the end of August 2019, and caught the eye of several cybersecurity experts who noted the peculiarities of the thefts, which only involved MasterCard debit cards issued by German bank Oldenburgische Landesbank, OLB. In a statement released following the incident, on Friday, August 27, 2019, the German bank said that only 2,000 customers were impacted, and that they already refunded all affected customers. Moreover, the bank also moved in to block all MasterCard debit cards following the attack, and is now in the process of issuing replacements. UK's FCA issues new rules for SCA, affecting PSD2 timeline. The UK Financial Conduct Authority has announced that new SCA rules will apply starting with 14 September 2019, to enhance payments security during authentication. From 14 September 2019, new rules apply that affect the way banks or other payment services providers check that the person requesting access to their account or trying to make a payment is the person permitted to make a payment and validate specific payment instructions. We have agreed to give firms extra time to implement these rules in some circumstances. The new rules, referred to as Strong Customer Authentication (SCA), are intended to enhance the security of payments and limit fraud during this authentication process. The FCA is concerned that some third-party providers (TPPs) may not be able to continue providing their services after 14 September 2019. This is because TPPs have not always been able to use and migrate their customers to new or modified interfaces, and the implementation of SCA will prevent TPPs from accessing account data without the customer being present. This could cause significant disruption for customers of open banking services provided by TPPs. This comes less than a month after the Financial Conduct Authority has announced a 6-month open banking adjustment period for PSD2 adoption. To avoid disruption to consumers and TPPs, we have agreed an adjustment period. Therefore, in certain circumstances, companies have until 14 March 2020 to implement SCA for online banking. WSO2 and Alivo to provide open banking solutions to Romanian FIS. Open source integration vendor WSO2 has announced that Romania-based financial software provider Alivo is now a WSO2 consultative integration partner. As the supplier states, Alivo will join forces with WSO2 for developing the design and delivery of customized open banking solutions aimed at the banks and the third-party financial services provider in Romania. The partnership aims to increase compliance, automation, and integration. The collaboration will see the two companies implementing WSO2 open banking solution at one of the Romanian commercial banks in a bid to enable PSD2 compliance for the bank, along with the ability to centrally manage requests from third-party providers on behalf of their customers and send proxy responses. The partnership is expected to enable Alivo to provide its clients with software services coupled with WSO2's products and services. Established in 1998, Alivo provides software solutions to financial institutions, small and medium enterprises, and public administrations to assist them in processing financial transactions and comply with the latest standards and regulations. Recently, WSO2 released the latest of WSO2 Open Banking for achieving PSD2 RTS compliance with the inclusion of new security features such as support for electronic identifications, strong customer authentication (SCA), as well as rule-based fraud detection and monitoring of fraudulent transactions. 5 Degrees and Intersect announce fintech partnership. Digital core banking provider 5 Degrees today announces a partnership with Intersect, an innovator in mobile-first fintech solutions. The agreement makes Intersect state-of-the-art digital channel security platform available on 5 Degrees Open Banking Marketplace, which boosts collaboration between banks and technology companies for streamlined digital customer experiences, improved efficiencies, and trouble-free compliance. Intersect is a B2B2C fintech company based just outside Cape Town, South Africa. Its European headquarters are in Utrecht, the Netherlands, with additional locations in Canada, Germany, Mauritius, the United States and the United Kingdom, among other places. The collaboration between 5 Degrees and Intersect will help the financial services providers meet challenges and unlock opportunities in Europe and further afield, strengthening their own positions within the global market for banking and finance software solutions. Commenting on the partnership, Peter Jan van de Ven, Executive Vice President, 5 Degrees, said, "Partnering with Intersect is testament to our vision for the future of banking and finance, so we are delighted to welcome the company as part of the our open banking marketplace. Our marketplace is championing a culture of collaboration throughout the industry, enabling us to provide a better customer experience via interconnected APIs." Shalk Nolt, CEO of Intersect, said, "Our products are mature and scalable, with proven track records. At Intersect, we help tens of millions of end users across the globe, securing 150 million digital transactions every month in 45 countries. We look forward to being part of 5 Degrees Open Banking Marketplace and are confident that our partnership will drive further innovation in digital service provision and help our mutual customers differentiate themselves from the competition." Kabbage acquires SMB data analytics firm Radius. Small business lending platform Kabbage has announced the acquisition of data analytics platform Radius Intelligence. In a press release on Tuesday, September 3, Kabbage said the takeover will enable it to obtain a more holistic view into the financial state of its small business customers. The online lending platform pointed to Radius Intelligence's capabilities in data acquisition and entity resolution, which enable its data analytics platform to analyze disparate and complex datasets, it said. That data analysis aims to provide actionable insights into small businesses' cash flow. The acquisition will see Kabbage take on 20 new team members in its San Francisco office, with Radius Intelligence CEO Joel Carusoni also joining Kabbage to support the integration of the data analytics solution into its offering. "Data has always been our competitive advantage, and Radius strengthens it by adding millions of new and verified small business insights to our platform," Kabbage CEO Rob Frohwein said in a statement. "These new technology and data analysis capabilities further differentiate us from other SMB-focused fintech companies as we dramatically expand our product set and service platform to address the unique cash flow needs of small businesses." It is unclear whether the acquisition means Kabbage will deploy Radius Intelligence technology for its own analysis of small business cash flow, or whether the integration will see Kabbage connecting its small business customers to Radius Intelligence's platform. In another statement, Carusoni pointed to the role data plays in small business cash flow management. "As a company dedicated to small business analytics and data management, we've always had a deep respect for Kabbage's data-driven technology and focus," he said. "Our companies have complementary technical architectures and domain experience for decision-making. With Kabbage, we can build a more sophisticated analytics solution to identify, reach and service small businesses." Earlier this year, Kabbage announced a $700 million fundraise to fuel its small business lending operations, in the largest asset-backed securitization by a small business online lending company to date. Challenger lender BNorth taps Mambu, Encino for launch. UK challenger bank BNorth has tapped two fintechs to power its small business lending and banking operations. In a press release Tuesday, September 3, BNorth said it will collaborate with banking-as-a-service firm Mambu and cloud-based loan and deposit origination platform provider Encino as its core infrastructure. Mambu and Encino will themselves collaborate directly to integrate each other's services for BNorth, the firm said. BNorth described this kind of integration across all three firms as a market first. The partnerships will enable BNorth to accelerate loan processing for small business customers and allow the bank to embrace flexible infrastructure to future-proof its operations. BNorth plans to open its first regional lending operation in Manchester in 2020, which will be followed by the rollout of other additional, localized lending teams, or pods, the bank said, adding that localizing small business lending allows for faster processing and availability of funds for borrowers. This three-way relationship neatly highlights our fintech-enabled model, commented BNorth co-founder and CEO Jonathan Thompson in a statement. BNorth unlocks real benefits by harnessing the best technologies and combining them with our unique regional origination approach. We aim to facilitate SME lending, with market-leading technology and lead times, and to give our customers the best of the traditional and the modern, he continued. We look forward to building our relationship with Mambu and Encino to deliver maximum benefit to our future customers. In another statement, BNorth Chief Technology Officer Ewan Hutton pointed to the advantages that a challenger bank like BNorth has when developing solutions from the ground up, without legacy systems or legacy business processes. We can design the solution around our customers' needs and leverage the very best cloud-based technology, he said. Mambu have already proved their engineering capabilities with their core banking solution in the marketplace and for BNorth it is a perfect fit, versus traditional solutions that are over-engineered legacy designs with recent front-end facelifts. B2B Pay pursues status as regulated bank. B2B payments and international money transfer company B2B Pay has announced plans to become a regulated financial institution, and is looking to investors to fuel its growth. In an announcement sent to PYMNTS, B2B Pay founder and CEO Neil Ambekar said the company will pursue becoming a regulated financial institution to accelerate growth and introduce new services in addition to its offerings. B2B Pay plans to roll out API-enabled banking services, the ability to create an unlimited number of international bank account numbers, IBANs, credit card processing and solutions related to cryptocurrency. In its efforts to expand, B2B Pay plans to raise about $411,000, which would go toward implementation of its core banking system and finance its pursuit of licenses. Existing backers have already committed about $164,000 of this funding round, Ambekar said. In 2016, UK bank Barclays announced support for B2B Pay as part of its Tel Aviv Barclays Accelerator program. At the time, the accelerator pointed to B2B Pay's ability to create IBANs to enable faster, more affordable cross-border B2B transactions. Ambekar launched the company after witnessing the challenges that companies in India's pharmaceutical industry faced to export across borders without losing money to foreign exchange rates and other cross-border transaction fees. The company was among 40 fintechs accepted into the accelerator. At the time, B2B Pay supported payments to and from 34 nations. Its focus on API banking is aligned with the broader cross-border B2B payment industry trend in support of API integrations and open banking business models. Visa recently announced a partnership with Chain, Inc. to develop a solution for financial institutions to facilitate secure B2B payments for large-value, cross-border transactions. That partnership aims to develop a platform that uses APIs to connect businesses to each other to make payments. MasterCard also similarly added blockchain APIs to its developer site after announcing its B2B pilot. UK Treasury on the defensive over bank referral scheme. The UK government's bank referral scheme, designed to connect small businesses that were rejected for a traditional bank loan to alternative lenders, has faced its latest round of criticism as new figures reveal low adoption of the programme. The Times reported this week that fewer than 800 businesses were referred to an alternative lender under the scheme, leading to just $19.36 million worth of loans to small businesses in the 12 months ending on June 30, according to new data from the Treasury. The program launched toward the end of 2016, but so far only 1,700 businesses have been referred to alternative providers of capital under the program, reports noted. A total of $38.7 million in small business loans has been provided throughout the entirety of the program's lifespan. The Federation of Small Businesses, FSB, described the latest data as underwhelming, with National Chairman Mike Cherry noting that the figures represent helping well under 1% of the small business community secure a few million over 3 years. He added that the data doesn't scream roaring success for the bank referral scheme. There needs to be more encouragement on the demand side, Cherry stated. Small firms may be wary of handing over details to funding platforms. 9 traditional lenders, including RBS, Lloyds, Barclays and HSBC, are required to refer their small business loan applicants to one of 3 alternative lenders, alternative business funding, funding options or funding exchange. Cherry also said more alternative lenders should join the program to promote adoption. One unnamed source told the publication that the 3 alternative lenders currently participating in the scheme operate with business models that make them unsuitable for debt financing in many cases. Their brokerage operations continue to be manual, making it impossible to handle a higher number of referrals, reports said. However, Treasury Economy Secretary John Glenn pointed to the scheme's strengths, including an increase in both the number of referred SMBs under the program and the average value of small business loans provided. Payment firm Renovite names Sanjay Mishra Chief Delivery Officer. Payment specialist Renovite Technologies has appointed industry veteran Sanjay Mishra as its new Chief Delivery Officer, CDO. Sanjay will lead Renovite's technology and innovation strategy as the cloud specialist prepares to enter its next phase of growth. Previously, Mr. Mishra served as the head of technology of foreign exchange service provider Currencies Direct. He held the position there for 3 years. During his tenure, Sanjay implemented new online digital consumer platforms, core trading systems, and managed compliance and banking integrations for the company. With over 24 years' experience in payments, Sanjay has also held roles with eTouch Systems USA, Yahoo Bangalore, and Clear2Pay. He has an MBA from Xavier School of Management, XLRI. Commenting on the appointment, Jim Tamani, Chief Operating Officer at Renovite Technologies, said, "Sanjay has an outstanding track record, and is joining Renovite at a great time. The business has entered a hugely exciting phase and Sanjay will be instrumental in the delivery of our products and services as we look to expand." Sanjay is an expert in designing, building and delivering enterprise software solutions. His experience and unparalleled knowledge of the cards and payments industry make him the ideal candidate to lead Renovite's technical and innovation strategy. Sanjay Mishra, Renovite's new Chief Delivery Officer, commented, "Renovite's cloud-native payments portfolio is very impressive and I am thrilled to join them as Chief Delivery Officer. I look forward to working with the team to deliver a new wave of cutting-edge payments technology. Cloud-native technology is the future of the payments industry, and as I see it, so then are the products and services we will be working hard to deliver." Hong Kong relaxes rules in effort to boost fintech lending. The Hong Kong Monetary Authority has, as Finews.Asia reported this past week, amended its credit risk management guidelines in a way that seeks to boost the embrace of analytics when lending to smaller firms. The site reported that as part of the authority's Banking Made Easy program, lenders are now allowed to use big data analysis to examine and approve credit applications. The original guidelines, as reported, had limited at least some types of lending to 10% and authorized institutions' capital bases, but the more recent actions from the HKMA seek to liberalize lending activities. Moving ahead, authorized institutions are able to set limits of their own when it comes to fintech-driven decisions aided by technology. As reported, the Banking Made Easy initiative traces its genesis to last year and had sought in part to minimize regulatory frictions encountered in onboarding and online finance activities. Elsewhere in Hong Kong, in terms of individual company news, Rapid, a fintech as a service startup, said it has linked with Hong Kong's TNG fintech to expand cashless transactions. As announced by the firms, the TNG wallet will be added to several other e-wallets that stand among the payment options on offer from Rapid. This means, according to a release, that Rapid's clients will be able to accept payments from the TNG e-wallet users, even if those customers opt not to use a credit or debit card while transacting online. The Rapid platform uses Application Programming Interface (API) services to automate back-end functions such as collection, FX, and identity verification. Hong Kong is an incredibly vibrant small business market, and we are giving large regional enterprises as well as local merchants opportunities to increase their revenue by enabling them to accept the locally preferred payment methods used by consumers from anywhere around the world, Joel Yarbrough, Rapid's Vice President for Asia Pacific, said in the release detailing the partnership. Separately, in news from Australia, Cashworks said it had debuted a new serverless platform architecture that will help the company scale its API as a product strategy. The company said in a release this week that cementing new banking partnerships will help meet new financial services needs in the post-open banking era. The company has said that the new architecture can help companies speed time to market with new features tied to, among other offerings, cash management. Cash invested on the platform, said the company, stands at $2.7 billion as of June 30 of this year and is measured since the August 2017 launch. Open banking partnerships focus on Romania. In other announcements, Alivo, a financial software provider, and WSO2, an open-source integration vendor, said they have linked in a partnership where Alivo will serve as a WSO2 consultative integration partner. The two companies said they will collaborate to deliver open banking solutions to meet the needs of third-party financial service providers in Romania. The solution ensures compliance with the Second Payment Services Directive, PSD2. It also enables the bank to centrally manage requests coming from third-party providers on behalf of their customers and then send proxy responses back to them, according to the release. Banks flock to trade finance fintechs. The Asian Development Bank's striking statistic, a $1.5 trillion gap in global trade finance, continues to be used as a driver of fintech innovation as technology startups look for ways to address friction in global trade financing. That could mean digitizing documents, integrating data across business partners, or accelerating the movement of funds across borders. The latest analysis from the ADB, its Trade Finance Gap, Growth, and Job Survey reveals the continuing frustrations small businesses experience as a result of a lack of access to trade finance. Given the uncertain economic outlook, it is critical that more efficient, stable, and sustainable trade finance channels are created to spur global growth and development, the ADB's Trade and Supply Chain Finance head Stephen Beck said in a statement. Traditional banks are increasingly interested in how to open up those trade finance channels, too, making this market among the most common target for bank fintech collaborations. Standard Chartered and TradeStream. Standard Chartered is the latest bank to embrace fintech collaboration to tackle the trade finance gap, having announced Tuesday, September 3, a partnership with TradeStream. Together, the companies are targeting the particular trade finance pain point of paper documentation. After exploring various technology providers, we selected TradeStream based on their platform capabilities, explained Standard Chartered's global head of documentary trade product management Samuel Matthew in a statement. The TradeStream offering fits well within our emerging markets footprint, which generates a significant amount of trade document flows. Our goal is to help our export clients expedite their receivables and export proceeds, and as a result, improve their working capital cycles. TradeStream will connect its document matching services to business clients of Standard Chartered, the company said, with the first rollout coming to the Singapore market. Its solution automates trade document management and processing to promote compliance and mitigate any discrepancies across buyers, suppliers, and other partners in global supply chains. ADCB and DLT Ledgers. Also Tuesday, United Arab Emirates-based Abu Dhabi Commercial Bank (ADCB) announced a collaboration with blockchain fintech DLT Ledgers, based in Singapore. The bank is piloting DLT Ledger's blockchain platform to facilitate trade finance transactions across borders for its corporate customers, having completed a trade for Western Red Spring Canadian wheat from Canada to Bangladesh. The DLT Ledger's platform enables full document automation and trade financing, signaling the bank's focus on both data and finance in global trade. By joining the fastest-growing DLT Ledger's blockchain platform for cross-border trade, said ADCB Group Head of Trade Finance Krishnakumar Duraiswamy in a statement, the bank is able to reimagine trade finance for its customers. This private network allows ADCB to service corporate customers in real time, increasing transparency and building cross-border interconnectivity. The completed trade finance transaction also involved other partners in the supply chain including banks and logistics providers, with Islami Bank in Bangladesh, Richardson International Shipping Canada and SGS Surveyor among the participants. Saudi British Bank and Demica. Saudi British Bank (SAB) revealed last week a partnership with Demica, integrating the fintech's working capital solutions to launch SAB's supply chain finance platform. As the third largest bank in Saudi Arabia, SAB focused on Demica's supplier onboarding tool, which automates KYC data collection, to accelerate access to supply chain finance for corporate customers. In a statement, SAB Managing Director David Du said the partnership puts SAB at the cutting edge of trade innovation, giving our clients all the far-reaching advantages of transaction speed and security that flow from Demica's supply chain finance solutions. HSBC and WE Trade. ADCB ISNT, the only bank to have recently announced a blockchain collaboration for trade finance. Last week, HSBC in the UK said it became the first bank to have completed a trade finance transaction on the WE Trade blockchain platform. WE Trade solution targets smaller businesses and the friction of connecting to other partners in the supply chain. Vendors can request trade finance via early payment discounts and other products from their banks. HSBC revealed that client bswift and one of its Dutch corporate customers completed a trade finance transaction within a day using WE Trade, with HSBC pointing to the platform's ability to provide a transparent and more intuitive experience for trading partners. I2C boosts leadership team. I2C Inc., a leading global provider of digital banking and payments processing technology, announced today the addition of four payments industry veterans to its leadership team to support the company's expansive growth. Janet Monroe, head of global client success, brings more than 20 years of payments and client service experience to I2C, having held executive leadership positions at Visa Inc. and iPayment, now Paysafe. Throughout her career, Janet has successfully transformed client services teams where she built and led an extraordinary consultative discipline in support of top-tier customers. Joining I2C as head of global products, Ava Kelly has extensive experience in the payments industry and has held executive leadership positions at both Visa Inc. and American Express, leading go-to-market strategies for North America, Asia, and the Middle East. She also brings with her a vast knowledge of corporate strategy, credit program expertise, merchant services, loyalty program management and stored value products and services. Nikki Waters, head of I2C's global marketing team, has long-term subject matter expertise in marketing and business development in electronic payments and financial services, both domestically and globally, through executive leadership positions held at Fiserv, Visa Inc., and Star, a First Data company. In these roles, her responsibilities included driving greater growth and usage of card products and services for financial institutions and consumers, as well as the nationwide adoption of PIN-secured debit acceptance. Lastly, Steve Gray joins the company as head of fraud and risk solutions and will be responsible for leading the strategy, deployment, and optimization of I2C's fraud risk solutions and services. With more than 20 years of payments and fraud risk solutions strategy and solution optimization experience, Steve has held leadership positions at Visa, Socure, Best Buy, MasterCard, and HNC, FICO. These individuals have deep knowledge of the payments industry and are committed to be the best in the industry. Because of this, I am excited about having them on my team to help execute I2C's strategic goals and objectives, said Amir Wayne, founder and CEO of I2C Inc. With passion and dedication to creating an exceptional client experience from all team members, I2C will continue to advance its leadership position by providing unrivaled digital banking and payments solutions around the globe. The cash flow connection to accounts receivable. Late payments have caught the attention of regulators around the world, and of fintechs exploring ways to accelerate cash flow for B2B companies struggling to make a profit when invoices are left unpaid. But even as fintechs introduce solutions from early payment discount programs to accounts receivable, our automation platform's days sales outstanding, DSO, can continue to rise for many businesses. Analyzing accounts receivable data locked within those platforms is critical to an organization's cash flow management strategy, which, in turn, becomes an essential component to accelerating DSO and combating late and unpaid invoices. But it's a delicate process for a company to accelerate cash flow from an AR starting point, as Carlos Vega, co-founder and CEO of cash flow management company Tesorio, recently told PYMNTS. Exchanging money or being reminded to pay can be uncomfortable, he said. A poor experience in collections could be damaging to a customer relationship. And poor payments behavior by customers could be an early indicator for sales or customer success. But collections can help build trust when handled well. Embracing our automation solutions have proven effective at reducing DSO and invoice aging, he added. However, even companies with more modern enterprise resource planning (ERP) systems often lack sophisticated AR technologies in place. Further, it's even rarer for an organization's AR ecosystem to integrate directly with other financial processes through which cash flows, including accounts payable (AP). The AR cash flow connection. Using accounts receivable data to accelerate the order-to-cash cycle is only part of the broader picture of cash flow management, and indeed, our data is only part of the solution to enhanced cash flow forecasting. The ability to analyze our AP and ERP data can certainly provide an accurate forecast in the short term, added Hope Cochran, managing director at Madrona Venture Group, which recently announced a $10 million investment in Tesorio. But if businesses want to truly elevate cash flow forecasting and look further into the future of their cash positions, they must embrace more sophisticated technologies like artificial intelligence and machine learning. By sitting over an ERP system and capturing payables and receivables, you get a fairly accurate cash flow picture on about the next 2 months, Cochran said. But if you need 12 months, you have to apply machine learning to the patterns that you see, pull out information from the sales pipeline in the CRM, customer resource management system, commitments from longer-term contracts, purchase order details, bank data, your budget, etc. But that data is siloed and often unstructured. For instance, both Vega and Cochran pointed to information that can be useful to predict cash flow stuck in company emails, like an accounts receivable representative's interaction with a corporate customer, information not easily quantified and categorized when businesses continue to rely on Excel spreadsheets and manual data entry to manage and forecast cash flow. Further, even with businesses embracing AR and AP automation, a lack of integration between those platforms and to other sources of financial information can further stifle an accurate financial forecast. The financial consequences. Accounts receivables connection to cash flow management is reciprocal. AR data is key to predicting cash flow, while accurate cash flow forecasting is essential to accelerating accounts receivable. Vega pointed to opportunities for cash flow to empower our executives to develop their collection strategy, or to prevent acting as a late payer themselves by ensuring they remain cash rich enough to continue making payments in the last few weeks of a quarter. Optimizing outbound payments and accelerating inbound cash flows make for a much healthier financial operation, and, as more sophisticated data analytics technologies get involved, Vega and Cochran said, businesses can obtain a complete view of the financial value of nearly every activity, from one sales team to another, across marketing campaigns, across partner relationships, and different elements on the AR team. The consequences of lackluster cash flow management can be significant, they added. At a minimum, said Vega, not understanding cash flow can mean that you are not deploying your working capital as efficiently as possible. That could mean paying invoices too early, or allowing payment terms with customers to extend too long. Cochrane expanded on those financial errors, noting that inaccurate cash flow forecasting can mean placing too many or too few hedges, holding onto too much cash across company bank accounts, unnecessarily pulling down too much on a letter of credit, or spending too much and incurring overdraft or other fees as a result. Ultimately, in a business that is still in the usage of cash phase, miscalculating your cash out date and having it come up on you faster than you expect is an existential risk, she added. Cash flow management is a strategy of data coordination, aggregating, categorizing and analyzing data across RAP, ERP and other platforms, all to ensure that those RAP and other financial processes are operating as strategically as possible. When businesses let go of the spreadsheet and embrace the opportunities B2B fintech has introduced, said Vega and Cochrane, businesses can not only forecast cash flow in the long term, they can forecast overall growth in the long term, too. Fiserv launches interactive branch kiosk. Fiserv, Inc., NASDAQ, FISV, a leading global provider of payments and financial services technology solutions, is enabling banks and credit unions to transform the branch experience with convenient self-service options for account holders. Interactive branch kiosk from Fiserv provides consumers the ability to conduct transactions within the branch lobby, drive-thru and other physical touchpoints. The kiosk integrates with the Verifastium palm vein identification solution from Fiserv to provide the ease and security of biometric authentication. Offering a comprehensive self-service option saves our members time, and the integration of Verifast for biometric authentication gives members the peace of mind that only they can access their accounts, said Andy Johnson, Vice President of Technology at Members Cooperative Credit Union, one of the first financial institutions to implement interactive branch kiosk. Fiserv is helping us advance our branch strategies so we can deliver a unique experience and allow our members to interact in the way that is most convenient for them. According to Expectations and Experiences, the quarterly consumer survey from Fiserv, one half of U.S. consumers have visited a bank or credit union branch in the prior month. The top reasons for visiting a branch are to make a deposit, cash a check, or withdraw cash, transactions that can be completed quickly and conveniently with a self-service device, allowing consumers to manage their transaction and get on with their day. Interactive branch kiosk allows consumers to check balances and make payments on loans, withdraw cash against credit cards or debit cards, authenticate over-limit cash withdrawals, make money transfers, and complete other advanced transactions typically done at the teller line. Multilingual capabilities mean consumers can interact in their preferred language. Interactive branch kiosk can automate a significant number of transactions that take place within a branch, said Sean Holtzclaw, General Manager and Senior Vice President, Fraud, Risk, ECM and Financial Solutions, Fiserv. Consumers are empowered to manage their interactions at their pace, and branch staff are free to focus on advisory roles and more complex tasks. Interactive branch kiosk is integrated with Verifast for palm vein biometric identification, but can accommodate a range of authentication capabilities, including card, PIN and user ID, password. With recycling capabilities and high-capacity note acceptors, interactive branch kiosk minimizes the need for tellers to service the machine and creates greater efficiencies for the branch. The interactive branch kiosk hardware is manufactured by Hyosung and can integrate directly with a bank or credit union's core account processing platform and card services network. Core integration means every account can be accessed from the kiosk, and users have the same access to just deposited funds as they would through the teller line. Core integration also means kiosk transactions are not dependent on video or remote tellers to provide self-service banking capabilities. Bank of Queensland partners Octet on supply chain financing. Octet's unique technology-driven finance offering has secured a partnership agreement to provide B2B supply chain finance products to the Bank of Queensland. In the first phase of this groundbreaking arrangement, Bank of Queensland will transfer its existing debtor finance business effective immediately, with Octet assuming responsibility for all the bank's debtor finance clients across Australia. As part of this relationship, Bank of Queensland will be providing a funding warehouse to Octet. Octet, an Australian supply chain finance specialist with more than $2 billion in annual transactions, will seek to expand the partnership through integrating its suite of innovative SME supply chain finance solutions within the bank. The Octet Bank of Queensland collaboration is the first time Octet has aligned with a traditional lender in the business finance market. The new arrangement adds significant momentum to Octet's growth and represents a key milestone in its efforts to broaden its foothold within the Australian SME market. The expanded debtor finance business will complement Octet's growing and unrivaled suite of B2B supply chain finance offerings. Octet Chairman Peter Gammell said our partnership with Bank of Queensland is another breakthrough transaction for Octet and signals the next chapter in the evolution and expansion of Octet. Today's announcement is absolutely in line with our strategy of harnessing our best-in-class technology to centralize business finance and payments so our clients can carry out all their business supply chain transactions within a single platform. Octet Chief Executive Officer Clive Eisenberg said we are delighted with Bank of Queensland's decision to select us to partner in this working capital offering. While we proudly wear the label of a challenger to traditional financial players, we are very pleased to link up with Bank of Queensland on this venture as it provides an opportunity to showcase the benefits of our supply chain management and financing platform. Bank of Queensland wanted to find a market-leading provider to help deliver a superior service to their debtor finance customers. The strength of our best-in-class supply chain finance offering, combined with the experience of our team in serving the finance needs of Australian businesses, particularly SMEs, positions us to deliver an enhanced outcome for the BOQ and Octet. It's a compelling proposition and importantly provides a platform for expanding the partnership. This deal underscores the exciting point in Octet's growth journey we have now reached. Octet was born out of a desire to help local businesses buy from SME suppliers in Asia-Pacific and other emerging regions. Our priority has been on financing and managing the supply chain by bringing together multiple financial sources to maximize business opportunities for both buyers and sellers. We're genuinely looking forward to sharing our market-leading supply chain financing and payment tools with small and medium businesses globally. We remain focused on growing our trade, supply chain and receivables finance business as we step up ambitions as a challenger to traditional lenders and assist clients in developing a seamless management and financing experience across the entire supply chain. Under the partnership arrangement with Bank of Queensland, Octet will deploy selected, non-competing supply chain solutions across the bank's customer base and network. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.